Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
If you're hoping to see Miley Cyrus perform her latest tracks live, don't get your hopes up. During an interview with British Vogue, Miley said she's not sure if she can see herself doing tours, period. She said, "Do I want to live my life for anyone else's pleasure or fulfillment other than my own?" Miley said she'd rather perform for her friends and loved ones rather than a bunch of strangers. She says there's no connection, no safety. And even though she's in front of 100,000 people, it feels really isolating. This is interesting because like a couple of weeks ago, she was at a show in Mexico and she actually like stopped the entire show to be like, you know what? I'm feeling really anxious. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And she said that looking out into the crowd actually helped her. So it's kind of weird that she's like going back on those statements because that caught a lot of headlines a couple weeks ago when it came out.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, she's protecting herself, obviously. And I don't know if it's mental health or whatever, but God, there are so many people in that audience that appreciate the connection they have with her, right? Being there on that, with that experience, I think I told you guys a couple of weeks ago when my fiance took her daughter to Taylor Swift. That is a memory that they will always have together, right? So I can't help but think of all the moms and daughters that won't have that experience that really love Miley. But at the end of the day, Miley's got to take care of Miley.
Yeah, of course.
As somebody who has social anxiety and performs, it's like it doesn't go away. Like, it's literally something that you just have to conquer, and you just have to just do it, because I don't think you ever truly feel comfortable as a performer when you have social anxiety.
So when you have that anxiety, does it stop once your feet hit the stage, or are you anxious in the days and weeks leading up, and then you're anxious the entire time you're on stage? This is really interesting to me.
For me, it's literally every second up until I'm actually on the stage. Like, literally right before my show starts, even to this day with all of the shows I've done, like, seconds before my show, I always have a thought of, like, if I just ran away, like, nobody will ever know. Maybe I'll just never come back. But once I actually get out there, it completely changes.
And what's the fear that's bringing on the anxiety? That you're going to let people down, they're not going to have a good time, or what is it?
Just doubt. It's like self-doubt. When you really see a crowd of people in a sold-out place that all came to see you and spent this money, you're like, can I even really perform to where this is worth it? Can I still do it? Am I still funny? You just start questioning yourself.
All right, so if you really want to help Mo out here the next time he has, next time you have a show, just sell 4 seats. Just, you can handle that.
Yeah, I could do 4.
Yeah, you don't have to be that anxious over 4, but you got 150.
That's a little different.
I can understand why you're nervous.
Exactly. I crushed 4, though.
Okay, today the Burt Show members aren't just hosts. No, we are now the Real Housewives of Studio K. So last week, the Real Housewives of Atlanta taglines got released, and it got us thinking, what would ours sound like?
My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
Forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold.
So bad. You watch all these, though.
I haven't in years.
No.
I gave up on them.
Well, it's because you have a son now and your life has meaning.
Well, now that you put it that way, I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you, because I was Abby diehard, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Jersey, New York, Beverly Hills, OC. I watched all of them religiously. But a couple of years ago, the watching these women treat each other so poorly and like the way they were just so catty and so mean, I could like it literally, it made me feel bad to watch the episodes. And I'm like,
right,
I'm going to start watching. I prefer to watch murder stories than I do the Housewives.
Yeah. So murder stories, fine with, but yes. Real Housewives makes you feel icky.
Dateline, good. Housewives, bad.
All right, sidebar, because I can already see the complaints coming in. That was a joke. If you don't have kids, your life has meaning.
Oh, thank you. Okay. No, I need the Real Housewives to fill the void.
Yes.
So we thought it'd be really funny if we all came up with our own taglines to have like a Real Housewives of the Burt Show moment.
So are we going to do the same format where we all go under the same music?
Oh, wait. 100%. But you have to stand up because you have to do your pose. Oh, and you're holding like, you're either holding your diamond or you're holding your peach if you're from Atlanta or your
caffeine.
Yeah. For us, it's coffee cups.
Yes. There you go.
And we found the perfect music for this.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let the beat drop.
Okay, sounds this works.
Like, so that's when we. City. That's when the lines start.
Uh-huh.
When the beat drops.
Yep.
Okay. So we're gonna go around the horn. We're gonna have Abby go first because I have multiples.
You have multiple.
Right.
Should you go last?
I don't know. I got really into this.
Okay.
Right. Are we keeping this music or are we restarting?
Yeah, just keep going.
Okay.
Go for it.
Ready?
The only thing more open than my smiles are my DMs.
May I?
Yes.
Don't call me short, call me fun size. Besides, short is the new sexy.
I like it.
Why are you holding it?
We need some product placement here.
All right,
Mo,
go.
Oh, me?
You gotta stand up. Yep. It's time to stand.
I can't reach the mic if I don't. All right.
Bragger.
I may not always make a party out of life, but when I do, I am always the life of the party.
Yep. We got a show here. Right. How many you got?
Okay, I got
or Cassie, you go.
All right.
Okay.
I forge my own path, and if you can't handle the curves, then get off the highway.
Don't you laugh. I endorsed your short thin one.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the whole format, the show itself.
I don't do fake unless it's my tan. I like dogs more than people because most people are dogs.
You bet.
I prefer quality over quantity with my shoes and my friends.
I think we got a real show in the making.
Bravo if you're listening, we're your next cast.
Okay, a controversial decision in the latest Indiana Jones movie has Harrison Ford fighting back against some criticism. I'll tell you more on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
I love that so much. Thank you. Welcome. All for you, Kristen.
That show is so, not ours, but maybe ours also. That show is damn so cheesy, man.
The Burt Show.